gone up.
You're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM. We're here for you.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today we will hear from the Hudson Opera House's Caroline Lee and Jessica Laden about the Hudson Winter Walk this weekend. Tom DiPietro and Cilla Graham speak to them about the annual event that is back for its 26th year Saturday night. Plus, we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Makers. And it all starts after Jason Martin finishes this song, and it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network. Network. This is the news.
On Thursday, December 1st, there are all kinds of great bands at Tubby's in Kingston, including Anla from Reynolds from Argentina, Rump State, which includes Mark Morgan from the band Sightings, Decimus with members of the No Neck Blues Band, and Rambutan, Eric Hardiman and Michael Kafer from Albany, and Doubles from Kingston. That's all at Tubby's in Kingston. On Thursday, December 1st, go to the WGXC community calendar online for more information about this event and many others in your community.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC local news for Friday, December 2nd. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Raga Justin reports for the Times Union that the state inspector general December 1st said incarcerated Black and Hispanic people are significantly more likely to experience disparities in disciplinary treatment, and directing the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision to require annual anti-bias training along with other recommendations. The Inspector General's office analyzed data on violations leading to disciplinary write-ups in prisons that can result in punishment for people who are accused of infractions of institutional rules. The report covers a six-year period from 2015 to 2020 and was prompted by a 2016 New York Times story that documented a system-wide imbalance in how individuals in prisons are disciplined by DOC staff. Quote, "Sadly, although racial disparities may not start at the prison gates, unfortunately, they also do not end there," unquote, State Inspector General Lucy Lang said in a statement. Quote, "We are hopeful that shining a light on this continuing inequality will contribute to changes in policy and practice that prioritize equal justice and dignity for incarcerated New Yorkers," unquote. Lang said her office has continued monitoring data for racial disparities since 2015, finding that such discrepancies are widespread and persisted until at least 2020. According to the report, an incarcerated black man was nearly 22% more likely to be issued a disciplinary report than an incarcerated white man, while a Hispanic individual was 12% more likely. Of the DOC's employees who had issued 50 or more disciplinary reports, 226 of them issued those reports to only non-white people. Disciplinary infractions are rated as minor, moderate, and severe, and each comes with a set of penalties, including loss of privileges or confinement. Read the full story in the Times Union. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that the Cara-Durham School District has announced the opening of its wellness center to district adult residents, faculty, and staff beginning next month. The center is located at Cara-Durham High School on State Route 145. The center features areas focused on cardiovascular exercise, treadmills, stair climbers, upright bikes, rowing machines, circuit and strength training machines, and free weights, and more to maximize the physical, mental, and emotional benefits of getting quality exercise. The facility will be open to the public at no charge beginning January 3rd from 5:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Wellness Center is closed on legal holidays, school vacation days, select special events, and any school maintenance shutdowns. Anyone interested in accessing the center will need to complete a participant information form, physician's medical clearance form, and informed consent and assumption of risk agreement. These forms and more can be found at caradurham.org. Any questions on the forms can be directed to Nirel Colon at 518-622-8534, extension 25010, or ncolon@caradurham.org. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that the Ravenna-Queeman-Selkirk School District is asking its voters to approve in January a proposed $15 million capital project. Quote, "We approved a referendum and bond for a construction project," unquote, Superintendent Brian Bailey said at the November meeting of the Board of Education. Quote, "January 9th is our target date for the vote. We have a lot to accomplish between now and then," unquote. The district is planning to conduct outreach to the community, including mailings, and hold a public event in the weeks leading up to the vote to explain the project and the need for it. Community mailings are projected to go out in mid to late December and will explain the scope of the proposed capital project and the impact on local taxpayers, Bailey said. Quote, "The impact on a $300,000 house is $15 a year," unquote, he said. Quote, "That will likely help our residents feel more confident in the impact on their lives if we choose to do this referendum," unquote. Bailey and John Sharkey from Rhinebeck Architecture explained the scope and budget of the proposed project at the October Board of Education meeting. Quote, "We are a fortunate district in that every dollar we spend, the state helps match funds at 72%. So if we spend a dollar, they pay 72 cents of that dollar when we are spending it on construction," unquote, Bailey said. The project was broken down into three categories: must-do, should-do, and nice-to-do projects, he said. Quote, "We're at a construction cost of $12,021,000. But to do that, you have to add in incidental cost to the district," unquote, Sharkey said. But we usually keep them at around 20%, but because of escalation and price increases, we're using an incidental cost of 25%. And so the overall project would cost $15,026,250, unquote. District voters go to the polls on January 9th, and if approved, construction is expected to take place during the summer of 2024 and 2025. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
If you can't make your local town meetings but want to attend, WGXC can help. Currently, local volunteers make recordings and live web streams of the Catskill Town Meetings, the Hudson Common Council Meetings, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisor Meetings. If you miss the live web streams, volunteers post recordings of these meetings as soon as possible at WGXC.org on the newsroom page and in the audio archives. If you're going to local meetings and you have a phone in your pocket, you can help too. email info@wgxc.org, and WGXC will help you share recordings of local meetings and events. You can also use the free WGXC app, available in the App Store, to do your own live webcast from local events. Contact info@wgxc.org for more information about how you can help share valuable local information about your community with your friends and neighbors.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast. And we start each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Gas Buddy website says the Citgo in South Caro has gas for $3.69 a gallon. That's the lowest price there. The air quality forecast is virtually identical to Thursday. It was a 31 then. It's a 29 forecast on Friday. And the UV index is up from a 1 to a 2 on Friday, while the water temperature in the Hudson River at Albany drops to 50.66 degrees Fahrenheit, 10.37 on the Celsius scale. And the National Weather Service in Albany predicts that on Friday it will be sunny, good for the local solar panels, with a high of 40 and a wind from the southeast around 5 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Friday night there's a 40% chance of precipitation. It could turn to snow as it gets colder, with a low around 30 expected. Saturday, rain is in the forecast, mainly before 1 p.m., with a high of 51. A south wind 13 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour for those windmills. Saturday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 27. More wind, a west wind 9 to 11 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. And Sunday should be sunny with a high of 37 and a low around 24. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Solar-powered radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bell and Abigail of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
Back in LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Listen to what the flower people say. Getting louder every day.
And now it's time for Fast Talk with Bud Good.
Well, good evening. I'm Bud Good, and this is Fast Talk, the only Fast Talk call-in program on this station at this time. This is Fast Talk. The whole idea of Fast Talk is talk as fast as you can. Fast Talk, I'm proud to say, is the owner of about 17 records at this time. We have the record for the most talk per call, the most calls per hour, the most words per minute, the most thought per sentence, and we also have the record for the most records of any program on the air. This is Fast Talk. I'm Bud Good. Let's hear your call. Let's take our first call. There it is. Fast Talk. Go ahead. Hello, who's there? Not enough fast talk.
Okay, come on, fast talk.
Talk a little faster.
Okay, a little faster, come on.
Life is pointless to the point of boredom and suicide, and even culture club becomes a viable possibility. Oh, if only I had a brain, the world would spin in four dimensions of day-glow colors. If not, when I speak, I have evaporated
two colors. Faster.
The emotion wears my spirit thin to the point of breaking. For if life is love and love is God, God is life. If water is life, water is God.
That's bullshit. Shut up. Okay. Faster.
Nuclear waste is highly toxic, so life is nuclear waste. But
it's too late now.
Too late now.
Talk faster. We only got 5 minutes.
Thank you. We like the ones with no end. But we have to move on. This is Fast Talk. All the way. Talk fast.
It's Jill at the Diamond Center.
Myself in so much horrible ways that apparently he'd possibly hope to make itself incredibly nice again because it's totally messed up, and not only that, it's extremely impossible to make anybody want to make anything of it matter more.
Very good, next call, Fast Talk, you're on the air, go ahead.
Okay, spit it out. I'm the happy gnome, who are you? Can I sing the happy gnome song?
Go ahead, as long as you sing as fast as you can.
I'm happy gnome, you can't catch me.
Faster.
Are you nice? I can all farm the plan. I will think of dirty things. When I should roll for a few nuttles and come to drop the things. Yay!
Sorry, that's not fast enough for a song. This is Fast Talk. I'm Bud Good. This is Universal Media Network, and this is Fast Talk. Go ahead.
Great, you know, there's nothing. There's no first cousin show, no pauses, no nothing stupid at all. This is such a great show. It's just like those top 40 hit stations where they play nothing but music, and then they talk over it and make ads for private theaters. And I don't know what I'm going to do now, but what do I say? Okay, oh God.
That's good.
No one knows what they're saying, and no one cares about anything anyway.
Let me ask you a question. Hey, buddy. Stop. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What are you listening to right now?
What are you talking about? What do you mean, what am I listening to?
What are you listening to right now?
What are
you listening to right now? Go ahead. Tell me fast. We don't have much more time.
Sit down. Go over there.
I'm sorry. You're listening to Fast Talk. That's what.
Wait a minute. Let me explain one thing here.
It is permissible to stop on Fast Talk. You don't have to keep talking. It's just whatever you say, you have to say as fast as you can. You can stop. You can cross a great amount of time. It's just whatever you talk. Yeah, just stop. See, that's okay. We have dead air. That's okay. As long as everybody can do as fast as you can. Now keep talking fast.
Dead air.
What program are you on?
Hello? Some people see your work as a load of rubbish about the outdoor timetable. Currently, I'm writing a talk about the interest. I see it as a deliberate ambiguity. Please for understanding in McKnight's boss. The point is frozen, the beast is dead. What is the difference? What indeed is the point? The point is frozen, the beast is no longer standing, and the point is taken. If the left hand takes over, the spirit on Jones. The engine must be ahead, the dining car on the esophagus. The guards on our left lung, the kettle turn our shins, the blue first class compartment, the skin at the name of the back level crossing, and let you go, called Simon. The clarity is devastating, but where is the ambiguity? Over here, in the box.
Use a rewind! Faster! More rewind! Faster!
You want to give you back your
of calls. For the first time in the history of Fast Talk, we're out of calls. All the lines are open.
Oh,
call
no,
in now.
No,
fast
no.
Talk, Fast Talk. 306, go ahead, come on, fast
all
talk.
All I want to know is, does Elizabeth Clare Prophecy class know how to do this, or do I just have to work it out on my own?
No, there's no way to learn how to do it except to do it. Come on, fast talk. Like it, buddy, folks. We're out of calls again, and I don't think we can rouse anymore at this time. We have talked fast all the fast talk out of every fast talker out there. This is Fast Talk, but good saying so long, good night, and fast talking to you.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Workers who do difficult and dangerous work have zero paid sick days. Zero. You get sick, you got a mark against you, a couple of marks, you get fired.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was one of many progressives that were wanting to grant railway workers 7 days of sick leave amid the threat of a national rail strike that would cost billions of dollars per day and induce various supply chain complications across the country. On Thursday, the amendment failed to pick up the support it needed on the Senate floor. In an 80-15 vote, the Senate did pass a labor agreement in an effort to avoid the fast-approaching railroad strike. The bill, now headed to President Joe Biden's desk, aims to implement the agreement that was reached earlier this year between railroad managers and their workers and would take the fast-approaching strike off the table.
I think the public has a right to know. That's why we should pass legislation requiring candidates to do that. That's why every other candidate has, except, you know, who, and who shall remain nameless here.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressed her hopefulness for the public to get to see former President Donald Trump's tax returns, but says the decision will ultimately be up to the House and Ways Committee, which now has its hands on the documents. The prolonged battle for Trump's taxes comes shortly after the Supreme Court denied Trump's request to block the release of his taxes last month. A hearing was held in the Senate Agriculture Committee to discuss the collapse of crypto giant FTX. The Agriculture Committee has overseen commodity trading, which now includes some forms of cryptocurrencies. As a result, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission reports to the Ag Committee. CFTC Chair Rostin Benham testified on the collapse of FTX and is sparking debate on how digital currencies should be regulated.
Really, this goes to the point of a lack of regulation and a lack of insight into FTX and what was happening within the entity and whether or not anyone was identifying these issues.
The Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments and review the legality of Biden's student debt relief program next year. Biden's program would cancel federal student loan debt for millions across the country. The court's decision means debt forgiveness will remain blocked until then. Presidential hopeful Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, sat down in an interview with right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. In the interview, Ye demonstrated his admiration for Adolf Hitler and denied the Holocaust ever happened. Following the interview, several GOP figures condemned Ye's anti-Semitic comments. A Twitter account representing the House Judiciary Committee's Republican members deleted a tweet that seemed to praise the celebrity from earlier this year that read, Kanye, Elon, Trump.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. November 28th, an Arizona County Board of Supervisors refused to certify the November 8th election, defying the state's deadline and inviting litigation. Reuters reports that two of the three county supervisors refused to certify, saying they wanted to hear more from residents claiming that the county's optical ballot vote tabulators were not properly certified before the election. Arizona's Secretary of State's office responded with supporting documents on the voting machines and has now filed a lawsuit against the county to compel them to certify the election. In the filing, the Secretary of State's office said the county commission was pointing to unfounded allegations about, quote, the testing, certification, and accreditation of electronic voting equipment that would serve to, quote, sow further confusion and doubt about the integrity of Arizona's election system. There's more. In October, the county commission had voted to hand count the November 8th election, but the Secretary of State and the county attorney warned against it. Then on November 7th, an Arizona judge ruled that Arizona law wouldn't allow a hand-only count. Despite that ruling, the same two county commissioners are suing their own elections director to compel her to hand count the entire vote. Electronic tabulating of ballots has been shown to be more accurate, faster, and less costly than hand tabulation. We have articles about the chaos in Cochise County at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
The first Saturday of every December called Winter Walk, right?
Oh, yeah, that thing.
That's it. Oh,
I'm Tom. That's Carolyn Lee.
Hello.
Oh, we got you, Carolyn. Hi.
But I don't know your name.
I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi, Jess.
Nice scarf.
Have you been?
Thank you.
I got a scarf on, too. Have you been? Oh, it's like everybody's wearing scarves. Look at this.
I think it's because it's winter. You think?
No. You know, Carolyn, you haven't been since I let her take over the board, right? And now it's like I have to put up with all this stuff. But it's good because I don't have to work as hard.
It's good for you.
It is.
Oh, would you like us to wear masks or are you okay with
it? No.
No, it's her.
I'm traveling soon. Yeah. So.
Ah, where are you going? Down under?
That's right.
Are you going to Australia?
Yeah.
So exciting. Are you bringing the little ones?
I am.
Is that their first trip?
No, it's not.
They've been before? Wow, passport heavy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean... Yeah, the small children and grandparents, there's a bond.
That's a nice thing. And, it's true, while you have it. I mean, Tom knows, he's a geezer. I mean, sorry, he's a grandparent.
I just got back from Missouri, where my grandchildren now are being held captive. Missouri. What the hell is in Missouri?
Listen, don't yuck anybody's yum, buddy. Well, somebody from Missouri could be listening right now.
Screw him, I don't care. Go back there if you're listening.
He's a New Yorker, folks.
And you know, it's just a weird place. It's just like the suburban sprawl, and it's nothing there was probably built before, you know, 1950. And
he said there's no good food. There's no good music. It's just all bad.
Except for the grandkids.
And the house.
And the house where I felt like
he'd have to stay in a hotel this time.
Yeah, the hotels there are horrible, too.
Oh, man.
Well, they just all the chain hotels. They don't have anything nice, you know.
Oh. And I'll need to come to Winter Walk. Yeah.
Let's get to our topic.
Let's get to our topic.
Oh, excuse us for, like, not going to Winter Walk right away. But that's why they're both here.
So let's ask the first question. For anyone who's never heard of Winter Walk before, how did it get started and how long has it been going on?
So this is the 26th anniversary of Winter Walk. So 26 years. It started to bring, you know, foot traffic during a really, you know, part of the darkest time of the year, which is, you know, beginning of December. Caroline knows a little bit more about the history behind it.
Why would you touch it? It's her mouth. She doesn't need one. She's got a mask on.
It's all good.
Oh, do you only need one? Great. Give Tom the other one back.
Yep, but Winter Walk was started by Hudson Hall, which was then Hudson Opera House. Board of directors got together and decided that it would be great to have an event to bring people down to the 300, 400 block
of Warren Street, which is very different, I understand, to what it is now.
Well, you said to bring people down to the 300 block?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's what it was. That's what Conception was. Now it's the whole street,
right?
That's right.
Right. Yeah. So it's just grown and grown and grown over that 26 years.
Oh, no, we're not. We're the 400 block. Never mind.
You're
no, we're not. We're the 300 block.
This is the 300 block. Considered, it's a little it's a little confusing at times. Right. You cross the street, you're in 400.
Right. Yeah. Right. I've only lived here a week.
That's right. So, in its conception, I'll say that I've been here since 94, and I don't think it was here when I first got here in 94, but maybe right after. And
it's 26 years old.
So yeah, not quite. Just gonna be this next year, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I remember a lot of times wanting to go, but because of bad weather, thinking, oh, there's got to be a rain date. Is there a rain date this year?
No, there is not.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine,
but
baby.
It's not going to rain. So,
yep. No,
I heard different. Let's
we're,
see.
We're going to manifest.
You're going to manifest.
No rain.
Manifest no rain.
Excuse me, Chief. Could you turn down your microphone a little bit?
Really?
Or yeah, you're really loud.
Now you know what it feels like to be sitting next to you.
Exactly. I knew you were going to have to say something like
That's
that.
That's right.
But
it's all banter,
like blasting my ears. Yeah. Now I know what Luis has to put up with. Poor guy.
Keep talking. Yeah, what'd you say again? Say it again. What?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Yeah. So rain or shine. Mm-hmm. So in the rain, I've actually gone during, I think it was raining one year.
Yeah. It was coming down like dragons and lions. Mm.
And that's, I think, when I was still, you know.
So you didn't care too much.
Yeah, I just stopped the first bar, and that was it. That was
just
my winter walk.
Just all your way down.
That was it.
A winter stumble.
There you go, the winter stumble.
Winter stumble.
Yeah.
But the beauty of Wunniwalk is that it's there is a lot of outdoor activity, but it's also a lot indoors as well. So we mm-hmm. have performers.
There you go.
This is true.
In shops and a lot of stuff happening at Hudson Hall. So.
Right. It was only during the pandemic that it was focused more on the outdoors.
I was going to say, and when was the first time you guys did it where it was actually in shops? Because I don't remember ever seeing like actual performances in shops.
I did. I can name a bunch of them.
Go ahead.
I don't know where the heck you were.
What year was it?
Before the pandemic.
That's not a real rough estimate, is it? Right? Right? Like, because that could be like the 90s. Like, what are you talking about?
It was. It was the earliest days of Winter Walk. Yeah. I understand that the restaurant that is now Baba Louie's, which I think Carol Clark.
Oh, that's where she's from, yeah.
And
shout
Abby,
out to Carol Clark, who's now running CCRK.
Oh, yeah. Abby Lappin.
Covered Kitchen.
Abby Lampin, shout out to Abby Lampin, yeah.
Who is a choreographer and dancer.
Oh, she is?
She's also a Rolling Grocer patron.
Yeah, and a musician.
Oh, wow, that's a real accomplishment.
It is.
What, to go shop there?
That's right. Support
okay, local. Move right along.
So support local.
Yeah, she was involved in putting together the first dance acts in the windows for Winter Walk. Which
oh,
is,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those Winter Walk traditions.
The winter. Oh, last year. What are you pointing to?
She has some stuff that she wants to share with us. It doesn't have to be all about your brain matter.
No, I even brought this in the paper.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's it.
I think her colored person tops yours.
It's true, because let me show you how.
Are you going to do any historical pieces on Winter Walk this year? Are you going to do any displays of historical memories, like a memory lane type of thing? Because I'm sure people don't remember the first ones or even the ones 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
That would be a great idea.
Because it's the 25th.
It would be a great
idea. It's the 25th year. I mean, if you involve people in the conversations around Winter Walk, I'm just joking.
Look at that. Can you read that?
Winter Walk 2020.
No, all this little stuff.
Well, if it's little, you tell me.
I can't see it. I gotta.
But you know what? You don't have to. Guess what? They know it.
Yep. We
put
got
that
it.
I know. I know.
Go ahead, Jess.
We have our Winter Walk maps that are at Hudson Hall. So anyone who's listening can come pick them up, and we're gonna distribute them. But it's got everything.
Is it free?
It is free.
Is it separated like this by?
It is, but
place?
We also have. A real
ooh,
map.
Oh, I like man. That. It looks like a subway map, y'all. Uh-huh. It's got colors and circles.
Yeah. And it's got nice picture of Santa Claus.
Oh.
And
sorry, what did you say his name was?
Saxa Claus.
What is that?
Santa Claus who
Santa
plays
Claus
a saxophone.
Santa Claus who plays a saxophone.
He has
well,
been there since the beginning.
And he's an OG performer.
An OG.
Performer.
Hey.
OG. Okay. I heard they're going to have some really exciting Santa Clauses this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Real exciting. I mean, really, really.
Like burlesque?
Exciting.
Is it burlesque? Because no. That's when Tony gets excited. Is it burlesque?
You want to see me naked?
No. The Santas. Are you going to be one?
Tom.
Don't tell anybody that. No. Yes. No.
There may be children listening.
Yeah, yes. I doubt it. I hope not. If your children are listening, please cover their ears and tell them to go to bed. But whatever.
Yeah.
It's four.
But Santa will be at City Hall.
All right.
Santa will be at City Hall.
Santa will be at City Hall. Every child gets a free wrapped book from Santa.
Hey, that's nice.
So
the Santas have to pay for that?
Yes.
But every child gets a free wrapped book based on their age and gets to take a photo with Santa.
And I like how she said based on their age.
Based on their
very
age.
Very important.
Yes.
And thank you to the Hudson Youth Department for helping out.
Shout out to the Hudson Youth.
Shout out to them. We love them. They'll be helping us hand out books.
Yep.
So Harmony Project Hudson will be welcoming Santa.
Yep. As he arrives, they'll be singing a couple holiday tunes as Santa comes.
Oh, that's nice.
So that'll
can
be
I see
lovely.
The map?
You may.
Yeah.
Here.
Can
sorry, I've been anxiously
can I get one?
Folding it.
Oh, so yeah. Might help me ask intelligent questions.
That's what I was using mine for.
That would be nice.
That would
thank
be
you.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 Okay. They come almost every year, which is appropriate.
So looking at this map, is the top 7th Street? It is.
The top is 7th Street and Columbia. We have a Green Street. Shout out to Circle 46 Gallery. We love you.
Oh, wait a second. Oh.
Is there going to be a menorah in the park this year?
I'm not sure.
Yes, there's Brian, what's his face?
Herman?
Yes.
And what about the candles for Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa will be happening at Hudson Hall.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that's the 17th, so it's
so
a Saturday.
Inclusive. So
yeah,
inclusive. I love how inclusive
that's
Hudson is. I hope the Athens Victorian stroll is just as inclusive.
Ouch. Ouch. They were
no shade.
They were supposed to come in today, and they decided last minute not to come for some reason.
Outed.
So we're gonna throw them a little love.
A little love.
A little love. A little love. That's all we're going to do. Oh, so actually, it's not on Warren Street. Circle 46 is on Green.
Yep.
That's Tom, what's his face, his gallery. What's
buff his, Tom.
What the hell? Yeah, he is buff. And he's got a real Santa beard.
He's
I can't remember his last name.
He's on my Facebook, too.
Oh,
you know
everybody's on your
no.
Facebook. Oh,
unbelievable. You're such a hater.
Well, it's true. You just put, like, everybody says they're on your Facebook. You go out and search for people to be on your Facebook.
No, actually, I don't. People friend request me.
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't do the Facebook, okay?
Because you wouldn't get any friends, Tom.
That's right. Oh, the Crescent Building. That's a friend of mine. Speaking of friends.
Everybody's his friend. Everybody's a BFF, too.
Exactly.
Be careful, folks.
This person really is a BFF. The Crescent Building is, you know, the old Ackerman's building. And they're going to do something where you can look in the window.
Really? A building that you could look in the window?
Well, have you gone by it recently? It has stuff over the windows.
No.
So that'll help a lot.
That's great.
It's actually some really beautiful window installations.
Oh,
when do you decide on who gets the prizes?
So that's going so we
pay
have
attention.
A window judging competition that's going. We have judges that go out Friday night, and then Saturday morning they'll be released via press release and via.
Wait, the judges will be released?
No. No, the winners.
Oh, the winners.
I was going to say, if you're going to hold on to the judges till Saturday, please take time.
Yeah. The judges are incognito, so no one can know who they are.
That's good. I think that's
no
fair.
No one knows.
It is a hotly
that's fair.
Contested.
And no one can know. No.
That's fair.
That is fair. Unlike the Halloween judges.
Well, no, I think that was all right. I didn't put my kids in it because I knew you were going to be there.
Exactly. That completely killed it.
I don't like nepotism, so I was like, well,
oh,
I
you thought
I'd
actually,
pressure.
You thought I'd pick
yeah,
your kid?
Yeah.
Not in a million years.
Well, I mean, you know, you don't want to get a noogie, right?
Okay, big question.
Yeah.
What's new in this year's?
Yeah. Ooh, that's nice. That's
ooh.
A good one. Good question, Tom. Every now and then, silver linings. Right.
Let's see. There's a lot that's new this year.
Roll it out, Jess.
Let's see. Well, I'm going to go through the whole thing. So we have a lot of DJs this year.
DJs?
We have the Robin Party, who's coming. They're going to be at 225 Warren Bar and Grill.
Oh.
Shout out to 225. They got great crowds.
Oh,
wait. You're going to start talking about
the crowd.
Sweet potato fries?
And the sweet potato fries.
I know.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. We have
and
at
turkey. Oh, sorry.
I'm talking. So,
let's turn him down.
Yeah, turn him down, please. At Hudson Hall, we're going to have a community canvas, which is going to be a youth exhibition or art exhibition. So, a lot of surrounding schools, we have the students' artwork that's displayed. Mm-hmm. So, everyone can come. So, we did that years ago, but we're just thank you to Caroline. It's a wonderful brain. We're reviving it.
Any of her kids?
Yes. Her.
Oh,
How about yours?
I don't know.
Oh.
Caroline's daughter has a piece in it.
Oh,
shout
nice.
Out Evie.
Not nepotism, not nepotism.
Nope, no
I was
nepotism.
I was going to say it, Caroline. You know me, right? You know me very well.
Her kindergarten art is
Yeah.
So is it kindergarten from Hudson?
There's Hudson. We have Ichabod Crane. We have, let's see, we Germantown. Have Germantown.
Catskill Montessori mm-hmm. School.
Oh, wow.
We've got That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of art. It's all over Hudson Hall. So everyone should stop by or at least peek in.
Okay.
And then also upstairs, we're going to be streaming nostalgic holiday television shows. So we have Fresh Prince of Bel Air. We're gonna do I Love Lucy, Golden Girls.
Are you going to do the Christmas Story?
No.
Wait. Are you gonna do the Christmas episodes of these shows?
Yeah, the Christmas episodes. Okay. You know, got nostalgia.
There'll also be face painting and balloons.
Yes,
ooh,
for your kiddos.
Live music.
In the West Room, we're gonna have Trixie the Clown is gonna do some balloons,
and we also have dancing in the windows.
Is Trixie the Clown distinct from Trixie Mrs.
Yes.
Santa?
Two different people.
Yes,
oh.
Hudson is gonna be
a battle
with Trixie.
Of Trixies. Yeah,
there's
Trixie
also
is also appearing. At
Trixie will be at Winter Walk. There's a ton of drag happening this year at Winter Walk, so it's gonna be a very drag.
You see what it says on Saturday?
But I don't know.
That doesn't mean anything.
Not yet. It
Not
doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, the geezers can't get out in the rain as much, right, Tom?
I wouldn't know.
Well,
really?
I wouldn't know.
You found the fountain of youth?
I'm not afraid of rain. I don't melt.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. So I have a big question.
Sure.
That belly dancer that you had last year,
mm-hmm.
she's still coming back?
Like mm-hmm. I told you, if it's burlesque, he's going to be on Pop Top.
She's not coming this year, sorry.
Hey, by the way, she's a BFF who does CrossFit.
Anyway.
Francesca.
Shout out to Francesca Vanni.
Yeah.
We love her.
But there is a lot of dancing. We have
a
ton
of dancing.
Why isn't she going to be there?
She can't. Oh. She's going to be somewhere else.
How'd you guys pick the DJs?
A lot of them applied. Some of them applied through Artist Grant. Some of them applied just through our forum. And we take as many as we can. We have DJ Ronnie Rave is coming back. She's going to be at Finch. So that's going to be a fun dance party.
Okay. Upstairs, maybe? New spot?
Shout out to Michael and the people at Finch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Winter Walk sponsors.
Yes, they are.
Look.
Another Winter Walk sponsor, Spark.
Mm-hmm.
They are sponsoring a large stage that we're going to have Devon and friends do a big drag and dance performance, which will be wonderful. Beforehand, Anise, cousin, and Jordan Ayala. I think
racket.
That's how you say.
Beautiful Racket.
Beautiful Racket will be doing nice. Stuff at the Presbyterian Church
yes,
as well.
Yes, it is Jordan. It's Ayala.
Ayala. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to them. It'll be fun.
I see my old friend Guy Apicella is going to be ballroom dancing again.
Every year.
He loves to cut a rug. That friend of mine.
So no theater,
BFF.
Anyway, no theater performances then.
Well, we do have the Tivoli Players, who this is their first time at Winter Walk. They're doing a caricatures from Alice in Wonderland
on the street.
On the street,
that's nice.
Which will be fun for kids. I think they're doing like a little bit. They're doing a Alice in Wonderland show, I think in the spring. So this is kind of like a pre, you know. Getting used to
and we
performing.
Have the Whale Theater doing
yes.
a show
at the Park Theater.
At the Park Theater, which is a ticketed event, but they're going to have the audio from the show, I believe.
Right, they're doing
on the street.
They're doing a Christmas memory.
Right, from Truman Capote.
So,
yes.
Where's most of the activity happening on this map? I just noticed that.
So, typically, it's
Hudson
really concentrated
Hall.
In the middle. Yes. Well, I feel like third and fourth, but there's a lot of stuff happening below third.
Is it?
You know, there's going to be a lot of music, especially
Robin
the Robin Party. They're going to be a big hit
who
down there.
Who is
there.
That? Who is the Robin Party?
There are three musicians, and they have a DJ group,
okay.
and they're just super fun.
Welcome back. Before we go on, please. Six ceramic animals.
Fair Isle. Thursday.
Please.
White. Falling slowly. Good.
The donkey's head that served as a jar lid.
White.
With a painted vase between its ears.
One sweet acidophilus.
A television personality says, okay.
Okay.
We now fully expect things not to follow from other things. Such that when things do not follow from other things,
this is trending.
They seem to follow quite naturally from other things.
Dude,
the real non sequitur has perhaps become the sequitur, so to speak. When a point follows from another point, it seems not to follow at all because we expect it not to follow. And when it doesn't,
huge teeth on one side of his mouth.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to.
What does that mean?
When a point follows from another point,
what used to be called editing a ponderous column,
we expect it not to follow.
Yeah, absolutely not necessarily.
And when it doesn't, it seems as if it does because we expected it not to. In other words,
Viking, Pharaohs, becoming poor. Variable,
Susparilla.
White, losing its identity for a time. Good.
It was a nightmare.
It was a light fixture.
No, there is so much information coming in.
We never made love again, but we always remained friends. And then he said, I'm going to break your fucking arms.
And now we have a sort of an information overload.
What is softer than the flesh of a child?
Attention is profitability for these companies.
Cosmic habit force.
We don't know what's important and what's television and what's...
Sensuality.
My wife is in the hospital. Coming in.
Time magazine.
Glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses.
We don't know what's important and what we shouldn't.
The other lens has been smeared with mustard.
We shouldn't.
And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. Set them on fire.
Not everybody is able to trust what would otherwise be organic disease.
We don't know what we should be concentrating on or what's the deliberate manufacturing of falsehood.
But you guys caused the death of somebody you should have never... Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got marbles here.
Animals.
Because who in their right mind ever thought it was okay to put a concrete company 50 feet from a family home? A residential home.
Octopus.
And guess what? My dad called it dental floss. And guess what I did with it?
Why?
I put it away. Now remember, I have six butts, not six boobs. So you know what? I'm going to be here every single meeting.
It's okay.
See, I don't want to put words in my mouth.
Things do not follow from other things.
Isn't that kind of editing deceptive?
I'm a litigate, so I'll pronounce myself. I was just what you see in Pharaohs.
It's a very exciting time to be in news.
Start questioning about if the society has not become insane.
Go away.
By the way, we're still angry.
Why?
Because your body is sick.
This is trending.
I am the media.
We are the media.
Oh, yeah.
It's a storm of lies.
The ocean is alive with leaping fish.
Every day.
They're wearing Etruscan name badges.
Pregnant roller skate.
We assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all. You are crazy out of your mind. Anything is real.
Got it. We'll tune your recommendations.
Get over it.
That's a wrap.
What is that?
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Viking. Pharaohs. Becoming poor. Variable. White. Losing its identity for a time. Good.
Believe me, it hurts.
Good.
That was Sequitur from Negative Land and their 2021 EP No Brain. It is a cascade of samples about and from radio wave broadcasts. The dictionary says that Sequitur is the, quote, conclusion of an inference, unquote. Friday, December 2nd, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air. WGXC 90.7 FM, including at 9 a.m. Hudson Hall's Carolyn Lee and Jessica Ladin preview the 26th annual Winter Walk this Saturday in Hudson. Then at 10 a.m., it's time for the Global Go-Go Show this week with tracks from Viv Farcaturi, Cineria, Sonita Gallinegro, and others. Sugar Shack Jukebox is live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church. Jared Wiggishute and 2 hours of pop, funk, R&B, reggae, soul, and more. Then at 3 p.m., we've got a special broadcast from Ricardo Amari Robinson. It's called Radio Golf. At 4 p.m., we have another special program. It's the Conduction Series, live monthly improvisation from radio artists from Colorado, Santa Cruz, Buffalo, Vancouver, and Buenos Aires. And this month's theme is Swarms, Flocks, Schools, Pods, and Parliaments. At 8 p.m., it's time for Driftless Turmoil with music from Daniel Johnson, Devo, and Jana Winderin. And then Guy and Friends takes over with techno and more at 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast. and we start each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Gas Buddy website says the Citgo in South Caro has gas for $3.69 a gallon. That's the lowest price there. The air quality forecast is virtually identical to Thursday. It was a 31 then. It's a 29 forecast on Friday. And the UV index is up from a 1 to a 2 on Friday, while the water temperature in the Hudson River at Albany drops to 50.66 degrees Fahrenheit, 10.37 on the Celsius scale. And the National Weather Service in Albany predicts that on Friday it will be sunny, good for the local solar panels, with a high of 40 and a wind from the southeast around 5 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Friday night there's a 40% chance of precipitation. It could turn to snow as it gets colder, with a low around 30 expected. Saturday, rain is in the forecast, mainly before 1 p.m., with a high of 51. A south wind 13 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour for those windmills. Saturday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 27. More wind, a west wind 9 to 11 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Then Sunday should be sunny with a high of 37 and a low around 24. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Solar-powered radio for open ears.
True or false?
If I say to you, this statement is false, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, then the statement is true. And if the statement is false, then the statement is false. This statement is false. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, then the statement is false. And if the statement is false, then the statement is true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And I'd like to give you a simple example of this. If I say to you, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. There are always statements that can be neither proved nor disproved. This statement is true. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the statement is true, then the statement is true. And if the statement is false, then the false statement is true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If I say to you, this true statement is false, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If I say to you, if the true statement is false, then statement is false. And if the false statement is false, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the false statement is true, then the statement is true. Just think about this statement forever. If the true statement is false, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes into a loop. If the true statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true and false, then the statement is true, true, true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. Then this false statement is true, false. And if the true statement is false, then the statement is true, false, forever. And we get into a true loop forever. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, and if the statement is false, then there's no way we can ever show that the statement is either true or false. This statement is false. And and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the statement is forever, then forever is the statement, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop.
Have you guessed the riddle yet?
We get into a loop which goes on forever, and we get into a loop which goes on forever, which goes on forever,
conclusion
which goes on forever,
yeah,
which goes on forever.
Whatever people want is true, even if it isn't.
May I repeat that?
Now you say, how can you make a statement? True, even if it is. Who can say it isn't?
True.
Who can say what is? Who can say it isn't?
That's exactly what we
who
want.
Who can say what is?
Do it again.
Feelings are facts. So who is to say what's a fact?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we want. Do it again.
There is no reality. There's no absolute.
No.
There's no objectivity.
It's true.
There's no right and wrong.
Are one.
I've got a gun.
There's no basis to criticize anybody. There's only people's arbitrary desire.
Wow. Who would be silly enough to carry an unloaded firearm?
Over and over and over again. Just as it is now is to be infinitely repeated. Over and over and over again.
Professor, what do you suggest?
Shut the loop off now. Can you turn that loop off?
Difficult for all of us.
There's gotta be someone there.
It's difficult to understand that it's possible that other people don't process information that we seem to have. It's very difficult for all of us because we all have brains and they seem to be the same.
Efficiency equals death.
Think though, perhaps you eliminate everything except the one answer.
The experiment requires that you continue.
Well, it could be this, either this or that.
Ed, I've got news for you. No brain.
What?
When you allow yourself to be confused.
No brain.
When you're kind of confused about something.
No brain.
All of us can't imagine it.
What?
All of us. It's all of us or none of us. Well, I wonder what would happen if you allow yourself to be confused.
What? No brain.
Well, I wonder what would happen if we can't.
Which is easiest to do? Undiscover the fish or discover the riddle? Take a minute to think about it and then guess.
Who says it's got to go on the experiment?
Go away!
Tolerate uncertainty. Tolerating uncertainty. Tolerating uncertainty.
Amount of hostility in you that would explain perhaps why you may be alone right now.
That's what you suggest.
It's very difficult for people to relate to you.
It's very difficult for all of us.
You have a very set pattern of ideas.
Efficiency resilience requires death, diversity.
And you're very self-righteous.
Resilience efficiency equals diversity death.
And I find those qualities very difficult to relate to.
For all of us.
Existing somewhere.
This is normal. These metaphors are physical. Physically realized in the neural circuitry of your brain over and over is a reason why we think in this way.
We all are in this cultural trance. We all are in this cultural trance. All of us.